This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The Illinois men's basketball team will be a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. The Illini will match up with Ivy League champion Penn on today in round of 64. Even with the Illini being a lock for the tournament after being the 9th-ranked team in the country in the last AP poll, head coach Brad Underwood says it's still surreal to be part of March Madness.
Hearing your name called, you get emotional. You know what all the hard work has done to pay off, and the long grind of a stressful, challenging season. All the fruits of that come out when you hear your name called.
The Illini are hoping that this single elimination tournament will go better for them than the Big Ten tournament did. They were knocked out by Wisconsin in their first game. Tip-off against Penn is scheduled for tonight at 8:25. The Illinois women's basketball team will be a 7 seed in the NCAA tournament. The Illini will match up with 10th-seeded Colorado on Saturday in the round of 64. It's the first time since 2000 that Illinois' women's team has qualified for March Madness in back-to-back years. Head coach Shauna Green says the feeling of making the tournament never gets old.
I mean, this is something, I don't care. This is something you never take for granted. To be able to hear our name called 2 consecutive years now here at Illinois is just it's an amazing thing, amazing feeling.
The tournament berth comes after the Illini went on a surprise run to the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament before falling to Iowa in a close contest. Tip-off on Saturday against Colorado is scheduled for 8:30 p.m. SAU Carbondale will honor 6 members of its campus community who passed away during the 2025-2026 academic year. The event next month offers a moment of reflection and connection for families, friends, and colleagues. Chancellor Austin Lane says the day stands as a pillar of support for loved ones, reinforcing the university's commitment to compassion and community. The ceremony will feature remarks from Chancellor Lane and Provost Cheryl Tucker, a poem written by English professor Allison Joseph and read by a student, and the reading of names of the 2 students and 4 staff members being remembered. The university will hold the remembrance ceremony at 1 o'clock on April 2nd at the Student Center Ballrooms. This is WSIU.